John, my wife knew who she was marrying, for all the good and the bad that comes with that.
Uh-huh.
But football season...
Any chance you can list some of those goods and bads, just so we know? I think we should ask her.
Yeah, she'd be a better person to ask. I think you've picked up on some of them.
Yes. Which is why... Yeah, never mind.
She understands what football season is for us in this, right? We're going to watch a lot of games. And we're going to watch more games than the average person watches. So, like, most people watch Michigan or Michigan State. They'll watch the Lions, and then they'll watch, like, a primetime game, right?
Yep.
Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I'm watching from sunup to sundown on Saturday, sunup to sundown on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Got Monday night, got Thursday night. Got a lot of Friday nights now with college, and the NFL's encroaching on Friday nights. And this will be the second straight week of five straight days of football. And she's going, is this really back already? It's driving me crazy. What is advice?
Oh, it's early for that.
Yeah. What is advice for me, or things that have worked for you? Maybe things that haven't worked for you as well. 248-539-9797 to keep the peace during football season. And ladies, we want you involved in this too. You can help fill in exactly what you're looking for from us when we otherwise want to be on the couch watching football from sunup until sundown. And I can use the excuse, I have a cash the ticket, I have to watch this Texas State game tonight, to.
Yes, that's the same excuse I use for the kids. I'm working.
Yeah, this is a job.
Gotta watch this. Yeah. Yep. Oh, Dad, we want to watch it. Nope, I'm working.
This is important. San Marcos, the site of a big matchup on a Thursday night. Do we really have to? Yes, we do, because it's one of my favorite plays of the weekend.
So I wish you'd asked me this question maybe 5-6 years ago before you dove into this, or maybe your wife could have asked me this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to set the standard early.
Yeah.
Because and if you compromise while you're dating, then you set the standard that when you're married, not only are you going to come out and compromise on that, you're going to compromise even more. And that becomes an issue.
Some compromise I'm okay with.
Right. So, but here's the thing. So when you make those compromises when you're dating, right, it is, you finally meet someone that you are willing to give up a football game for, or at least we're going to go to a sports bar. We can hang out. We can have our date, but the game is on. Like, that could be a great compromise. Could be a great compromise for you now. She wants to go out. Maybe you go to a
sports bar.
Or even some of the...
I can see Heather over there going,
but
really?
But some of the other, you know, quote-unquote classy restaurants, if you go, instead of going for, you know, in sitting in the dining room, you could sit at the bar. They all have a bar, and they do have TVs. So, like, I know Fleming's would be a kind of a higher-end steakhouse around here.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit at the bar and still have all of that environment around you, but still be able to watch the game. But if you're willing to make that sacrifice when you're dating, then obviously you met somebody that
is worth it.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I did.
Yeah. But here's the issue. The one thing I would tell your lovely bride is, I think, and both sides go through this, right? When we're married and we're living together, I'll be able to change them, and they want to change because now we're spending all of this time together. Like, that's, don't go into it like that.
Well, as we mapped out, and we did map out the fall, because she's like, what are good dates for us to do stuff together? Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Friday night works. You could do a good date night on a Friday night, but then the season opens with a game in Brazil, and it's the Packers, and I want to see, you know, with the Eagles, because I've been high on the Eagles, and I want to watch that game. And then even, like, this Friday night, Kansas State, Arizona, top 25 matchup, Big 12, both teams can score. Yep. I mean...
Fortunately for me, I married a football fan. And so football season, and so the compromise that we have to make is that I'm gone, I'm not even there. And it's not that I'm watching, but I'm gone most of football season, whether it's obviously being up in the morning doing this, but then it's all day long covering different football teams and then traveling on the weekends because of working the game.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a different caveat, but she's a huge football fan. So when I go home, there's other things we talk about, but a lot of the conversation is, hey, you can't wait for Chiefs Ravens. Can't wait for, you know, Packers. And she's kind of looking at it from a fantasy football point of view because she's got all of these.
You're in your family league. Listen, she played fantasy football 1 year for work. I helped her draft a team.
Yeah.
She's not into it.
You were overbearing. Are you managing your team right? You're not managing your team right.
Listen, I got her in the championship game, damn it, all right? We were all over
didn't
that.
Didn't you know that they were going to be inactive?
Kelsey, are you doing a good job?
One year, the Super Bowl rolled around, and you get bonus bets, so we signed her up, and Gronk first-time touchdown, and it hit. Bought a pasta maker. I'm like, here we go. This could be fun. She's like, I don't want to bet on sports. Okay, well, we're trying. We're trying things. Mm-hmm. She'll watch the Lions, local, right? Who doesn't like Dan Campbell and this football team? But outside of that,
but there's also
it's more isolated time if I'm watching the games.
You have the I know a lot of those that give marital or relationship advice. They talk about the relationship bank. You got to build up a little, make some deposits in the off season, build up a little cachet and make some more sacrifices. But the problem is then when you get the baseball or football season, it becomes even more of a drastic change. Oh, well, we used to go for walks on Thursday night. Oh, Saturday afternoon. Isn't it a lovely day? Let's take the dog. Or in your case, a cat for a walk.
I've seen people walk their cats. It's
holding them?
No, with a harness.
With a harness.
Yeah. Harness or in the stroller?
I've seen the stroller.
You're a cat stroller guy, aren't you?
We are not a cat stroller family. Uh-huh. I get enough flack as it is. I don't need that. Heather, you've been very quiet during all this.
Well, because I think I'm probably kind of like Kelsey, right? Like, okay, yeah, I like watching the Lions and I don't mind games on TV, but I don't want to be stuck inside watching games day after day after day.
But Colin's a Lions fan.
He is.
Is he sitting there on Saturday wanting to watch college football?
Not necessarily.
Would it drive you crazy if he was?
It wouldn't drive me crazy. But
or you've told him he's not going to be a college football
fan. I could get sick of that.
Fan.
But I was just sitting here thinking, do you know, and you might not know this if it's not something you've ever talked about or read. You know that like the five love languages?
Yeah.
Like what's her love language?
Quality time.
Well, okay. So, right. It's normally, mine is quality time.
Yeah.
And then there's like the receiving gifts are mine too. Like I like how you were like mapping things out with her. Like, okay, here's my schedule. This is when we can do things and actually follow through with that. Don't say, okay, Tuesday night works. And then like Tuesday night rolls around. You're like,
happens.
I'm actually really tired. Yeah. Let's plan those quality times. Yes. And be intentional with your time. And I think that will make up for your time watching TV.
And I probably don't need to watch Texas State. For example, but it's for the podcast and I like football. It's compromises. And that's what we're asking people is like, how has that gone in your relationship? If you're married to someone who's football junkie and football's back, do you just kind of accept it? Do you make compromises?
The one thing that gets me with Colin, he's always like, well, he's betting on sports too and betting on these games and like always looking on his phone because he's got to see what's happening with what game. We went out to dinner the other night and he had his phone propped up against his water cup because he's not drinking the water, right? So like he's got this game on this phone, whatever they're playing at the restaurant. And I'm like,
that's a veteran move right there.
Right? Like, I'm like, okay.
And you're like, can you just be present with me at dinner?
Exactly.
I've heard it. 248-539-9797. This is Noel and Romulus. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. So, long story short, my wife's an immigrant. She's Mexican. So she's still learning this whole culture, right? This is a phenomenon that is not unique to the United States, but unique in regards to the NFL. So what I've done, because, uprooting her and moving her here, she has no friends, she has no family, so it's even worse for her. I take her, I spend the entire morning Sunday with her, basically from like 8 a.m. till noon, because, I have to be in front of my computer by noon for my fantasy lineups and everything. So I use it as an opportunity, we're kind of foodies, and I say, look on Instagram, all this crap that she follows, find the coolest, nicest breakfast restaurant, and we go to a new place for breakfast every morning on Saturday. Then afterwards, I take her out and we do our running around, quote unquote, whatever, our grocery shopping. So I just keep her super active on Sunday until like by noon, 1 o'clock, she's sick of me anyways. So she's free to be like, bye, dude, go do your thing, right?
Right at that point.
Yeah. Let me do my thing. Yeah.
Give me some breathing room over here.
Uh-huh. Okay. There you go. That's one way.
Your thoughts. We want to hear from women, too. What are you looking for? What is it that you want to level the playing field knowing it's football season? And guys, we want those tips. Texter says, if you're excited for Kansas State, Arizona, there is zero hope for you, Jim. Come on.
Oh, no.
Top 25 matchup Friday night.
Let's go.
How do you guys deal with TV
especially
time?
Especially since you think everybody should get a gold star. I mean, one of those teams, both those teams could get gold stars.
All right, so that matchup, for example, I got nothing to do. We have no plans, and we're just lounging around the house on a Friday night. I'll watch it. But if I have to think that I have to watch that game, I would feel I'm a loser. Well, that I would put that Kansas State, or is that who it is?
Kansas State, yeah.
That I would put that ahead of, hey, let's go watch a movie.
The Little Apple on a Friday night, Manhattan, okay. Kansas.
I would agree with you.
I actually think the Tiger game on Friday night is more important.
It probably is.
It is now.
It's Baltimore, right?
Yeah. It is now. But if you're not going to do something with your wife, if you get a nice evening plan and you're like, oh, wait a sec, I had no idea Kansas State, Arizona was on, and you cancel
plans. No, you shouldn't cancel plans for that.
Big time loser. Big time loser. But if you're just at home and you're sitting there, hey, you know, what do we want? What should
What's
we watch?
What's going to go on TV?
Yeah.
Well, there's the other thing where you can compromise too. There's laptops. You can watch on a second screen.
Sure.
I mean, there's ways around it.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. What are some of those
compromises?
Yes, I would say tips, but I don't want to send you into another frenzy. Advice that you would offer, and if you're out there and you are married to or in a relationship with a football junkie, how do you navigate this time of year?
So I think I may have found the ultimate workaround.
Yeah.
It's something I've recently done.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to my wife about this. We're contemplating making the switch to YouTube TV.
Cutting the cord.
And I have found, now that I'm in the trial period, that you can have four NFL Sunday Ticket, which was, by the way, my wife's want, which is why it started the whole should we get YouTube TV, because she wants to be able to see all the games other than just the one that's on. And so I found that you could put four games on at one time for an NFL Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
I also found that you can have four sports stations on at one time throughout the entire day.
Oh, so you can just,
which I had no idea you could do. My question now is, can I add a non-sports station? Like, can I, for all you YouTube TV dorks, I'm looking for some advice. Can I put on one of her shows on one of
the corners of the
four?
I don't think that's going to be
sufficient. I
can't select. Well, I'm sure can.
No, because here's the thing. Like, one of the things that we'll do, and one of the things I wouldn't call it a sacrifice, but it's there's not many shows that she really likes to watch, but there are some of the reality shows. And so I will watch them with her. And I mean, first of all, I can't believe that they're even there. It's unbelievably entertaining because I can't believe these people exist in like a 90 Day Fiancé. And
she loves that.
Oh, yeah. So does Lisa. Mm-hmm. And so there are times where we'll watch. And I sit there and make weird comments, as I do from 6 to 10 every morning.
I was gonna say, I'm used to that.
Yeah. But I kind of enjoy watching with her because I love to hear her reaction.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the, I wouldn't necessarily call it a compromise, but it's how I spend some time with her if we're not able to go out. Can I put that in one of the corners so that when one of the characters comes on that she really wants to see, all of a sudden, hey, we make that the hot channel versus, hey, the game is on the other one.
Heather's
now we're watching both.
Mm-mm. I mean, do you have audio? I mean,
there's audio. Yeah,
but so you can select one
which
one.
Yeah,
so
you could. You just touch the one.
Is it her show that gets
the
audio?
You have to have the audio for 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, but there's some of the relationships where she's like, I don't care about these people.
Okay, well, fine. Yeah,
and when they're on, yeah, we could turn it back to the game. But then I'm watching the game, and I don't need the audio for the game. I don't like listening to the audio anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the phones. Chris in Shelby Township. You're on 97.
I might have found the ultimate workaround.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this comes down to, kind of a conversation with you specifically about negotiables and non-negotiables. You know, your wife married you knowing that you're a sports broadcaster in the Detroit market. So the non-negotiable there is, man, you got to watch the local teams. You got to watch the Lions, the Wolverines this year, the Spartans any year. But then everything else is kind of negotiable. Like, you wanted to watch, I think you mentioned Kansas.
Yeah.
You want to do that. That's where it becomes negotiable, where you kind of have to balance that with the needs of the relationship, right?
So right, you want to do a dinner reservation or a comedy show,
there
or
you want to,
then that enters the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, hey, there's going to be times like we're in a playoff chase with the Tigers where you might have to watch a Wednesday game or something like that. That's a non-negotiable. That's your job.
Yep.
But if we were 15 out, that's a want. Now we can negotiate that.
Hell, at that point, I don't even want.
My wife's a bigger sports fan than I am.
Yeah.
So
no, Chris,
I don't have these problems.
Chris, it's a good point. And if the Tigers were 15 out, it wouldn't even be a want for me either.
Yeah.
It would be a nice welcome treat to get away for a day.
Yeah, and I talk about doing the NFL Sunday ticket because Lisa had asked, can we put Lisa's? I actually think I married a bigger football fan than I am.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she loves watching football. So, win column for me.
Yeah, let's get Brandon's thoughts. Brandon, you got a solution? You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
So one place that it's hard to watch football at, and the one place that my girlfriend wants to go at least a couple times is the Cider Mill. And usually the best time to go to the Cider Mill is prime football time. But at the same time, if I don't go to the Cider Mill at least once or twice, I feel like then I'm kind of in trouble. So that's my compromise with her, is I'll find a game that's maybe not important, like the one this week or something like that.
Yeah, this week's this is a good Cider Mill weekend.
And they all, I think they're all open now. Mm-hmm. The one near our house is. Mm-hmm.
So
but then
saying,
I get caught between the cider and donuts. Like, that's a huge get.
Yeah, and you can't stream while you're there, because I feel like if I went to the Cider Mill, like if I'm at Blake's Cider Mill or something and I'm streaming on my phone, it kind of kills like the special
Yes, it does.
It does.
You're
Heather is nodding
right.
Very
yes,
vigorously.
Put your phone
but
away.
What you're going to go, you have to go. Yeah. You can't be like mentally somewhere else.
But you have that game that you care about the most, the box score open, and then you just take that quick glance to see the score.
Yeah. Yeah,
are they hanging in?
Real quick, I think the Lions have changed this. Like, I think most women in our area right now want to watch the Lions games.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Agreed.
They've become universal.
Yes.
Yes. And part of that is the Lions, or the added increase is that the Lions actually have players on their roster that are on a lot of their fantasy football teams.
Goes hand in hand. Yeah.